I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Chinese entrepreneurs seem to have a knack for figuring out how to make what global consumers want. The goods may not always be of the finest quality, but they're often good enough. In recent years, Chinese entrepreneurs have applied that approach to making stringed musical instruments, and today China produces more than 70% of the world's violins. The cheapest go for as little as $30, and the quality is improving fast, so fast that even the Italians are starting to sweat, as the world's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
In a village classroom after school, little kids in red neckerchiefs furrow their brows, draw their bows, and try to make their violins sing. Well, everyone's got to start somewhere. This town near Beijing, Donggaocun, started about 20 years ago to make violins for export. Zhang Choyan is the town's economic management director.
20 years ago, there were some young entrepreneurs who wanted to start their own business. And back then, it was when the state-run musical instrument enterprises went bankrupt, so it gave them an opportunity.
Zhang admits that the initial quality of the violins made here was marginal. But she says it has improved quickly, and now the town of Donggaocun alone, population 30,000, produces one-third of the world's new violins. That's about 300,000 a year. There are a couple dozen violin factories here in Donggaocun, but one monster, Huadong. It makes most of Donggaocun's violins and markets them globally under the brand Huayun. In the factory's assembly room, workers take parts that were each honed by specialists and piece them together into new violins and cellos. 90% of these instruments will be exported to the United States, Germany, South Korea, even Italy, home of premium violin making. Italy's craftsmen can't compete on price with the lower to medium quality violins because Italian craftsmen won't work for what Chinese violin makers will gladly take. A competent Chinese craftsman or woman in this factory earns perhaps $800 a month, a good middle-class salary here, especially since many of these violin makers are former farmers. Huadong's general secretary is Gang Janhua.
I think the quality and also the skills of our workers are improving fast, and I think the violins we make here will be better and better.
Gang says the factory regularly invites in master craftsmen and holds competitions among the factory's violin makers. She says each is trained for up to a year to become competent at making one violin part. The different parts are then assembled here at the factory. The system works well for low to medium quality violins, and China's violin industry now dominates the market in that range. But even at the upper range of the market, quality is coming up fast. Violin making in factories like Huadong's may be mostly about technical competence, but among China's master violin makers, it's an art. The most renowned among those masters is Zheng Chuan. He studied for 5 years in Italy's violin making center of Cremona, and he's won international violin making competitions. Now, in his early 60s, he has a dream to nurture a new generation of world-class Chinese master violin makers.
We have 11 years for education, very long. And after that, I think they were really good violin maker.
11 years of education for learning how to make a violin.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's a lot, yes.
Zheng Chuan says he's impressed with what he's seeing so far.
The new generation, not only talent for use the hand, but knowledge for the science, for physical, acoustic, for material, for wood. So I think this is a different tradition, violin making education.
Zheng Chuan is referring to the old style of education where a student worked with a master. But the old style of learning from the master is clearly still alive between Zheng Chuan and his students. One student comes in while we're talking to ask for help with her cello. It's sounding off. Zheng Chuan listens, takes the instrument, and makes a swift adjustment to the wood, tapping lightly with the tool. Then he listens again. much better. Zheng Chuan himself has been playing violin since he was 5, except for the years during the Cultural Revolution when his family was punished for being bourgeois because his father had owned a factory.
So everything is taken away. Even my violin is taken away. No more violin. So everything is stopped. I go to the countryside, work like a peasant.
Which was a bit ironic, since Mao Zedong used to call the violin a revolutionary instrument. Many kids learned to play the violin to avoid being sent to work in the countryside, as Zheng Chuan was.
But I think 5 years after, maybe, one of my friends gave me a violin, so I restart to play, yeah.
And eventually, he met a master violin maker and set the course of his life. Now, as a professor at the Chinese Conservatory of Music, Zheng Chuan says he makes sure his violin-making students also learn how to play.
They must understand the color and the feeling of the music.
At the high school attached to the Chinese Conservatory of Music, a select group of teenagers is learning to do just that. It's the only high school in China that teaches the fundamentals of violin-making. The students saw and shave and sculpt spruce for the front of their violins, maple for the back, and sheep's gut for the strings. It takes them about a year to make their first violin. A lanky 18-year-old named Chun Kamung, in black jeans and a pop star haircut, is now starting his fourth. He says he hopes in the future to be both a concert violinist and a master violin maker. When I ask what happened to the other violins he's made, he pulls out one that he crafted, start to finish. He cradles it under his chin and draws the bow. It's a moment so poignant it stops time, a glimpse of the passion and potential of China's next generation of master violin makers. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
See photos of the Huadong Violin Making Workshop, come to our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow for another spin of The World.